Hello and welcome to my Haven of Bliss podcast.
Coming to you from Minneapolis, MN.
In other words, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah. You still live here, right?
I live here during the summer.
I like how soon we start doing the podcast, the grinder starts.
Yeah, no, it was really quiet, wasn't it?
And then you can hear us, but I don't know if you can still hear us. Yeah, you're downtown. Do you miss living here?
It was nice. It was the summertime. Summertime's always nice.
So you didn't experience the cold?
No. Not at all.
There's skyways that interconnect every building, and they're so long.
But they're clean and nice carpets.
They are. And some of them actually have, like, little concession stands and stuff.
I wonder how many people are in there during rush hours. You know, it's funny. You know, when I got here on Friday, it's like there's no one around. Because no one walks on the sidewalks. They all walk through the skyways to get around downtown.
You think so?
So no one ever is outside.
I can't imagine there's that many people here, though.
Maybe there's not, but you think there's quite a few skyscrapers people.
It might have been like an investment they made to try to rejuvenate business in the downtown, because I think most cities in America, there's a big emphasis of people moving away from the downtown and the burbs.
Mm-hmm.
Except for a few exceptions, like New York and Chicago, mm-hmm. Los Angeles, maybe. San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like Seattle had a very lively downtown?
Yeah, I would say so. For its size, it's
compared
not certainly not on the scale. Yeah, certainly they have the Pike's Market downtown, which is just awesome.
Yeah,
a lot of people live down. Young people live downtown, like Microsoft geeks and tech geeks, and there's like hip areas downtown. Lots of good restaurants.
Yeah.
You're right on the water too, so I don't know why you want to live on the water.
I noticed that, like, everything closed at, like, 9 o'clock on Friday night. I mean,
yeah,
there's
some
bars.
Yeah, Seattle's just happening. It's always still open.
Tracy loves Seattle.
I do love Seattle.
She also loves Mark Driscoll.
I do love Mark Driscoll. Yeah. Because he is my brother in Christ.
She had the chance to idolize him today.
I didn't idolize him. Actually, he said a lot of stuff that I'd heard before.
But you had the chance.
He said his good. He said a lot of his good stuff, you know. The stuff that he... Signature stuff, if
yeah.
I can say that.
Staples, his isms.
His go-tos that get people hooked into listening to him, probably.
But yeah.
We are at the Desiring God John Piper Conference, the Supremacy of Christ above all earthly powers in a postmodern world. I was out of order, but...
It sounds like that tease kicked in.
Oh, I don't know. I just get hyper talking about all this stuff.
I'm good. I like it when you get hyper and talk.
It's been fun.
Everyone likes listening to you more than me anyway.
I don't know, like...
I don't blame them.
What are you saying? What
they're
are
like,
you saying?
Like, blah, 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 blah. Shut up.
I get frustrated, though. Like, if someone doesn't understand me, I'm just like, never mind. I don't care.
I have a hard time hearing you sometimes.
I know. You need to clean the wax out of your ears on a regular basis.
Clean the wax out of my ears. Don't you?
I should have been a dermatologist or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I've been learning a lot about dermatology.
A lot of chemical engineers go into dermatology, so that was a close one. Surprisingly, I was going through our alumni directory one time of chemical engineers, and like a lot of them become dermatologists. It's a good money, and it's not a very hard job for being a...
Yeah.
I don't think you have to go to med school either, or real med school.
We heard a good message by Vadi Bachman as I checked my schedule, which is on my name badge.
Vadi Bachman, yeah.
He was talking about... all the grandeur dreams of majors we have when we're freshmen, and we all wanted to be this. I wanted to be a PhD in engineering.
You know what I wanted to be when I was a freshman?
An astronaut?
A chemical engineer. You know what I graduated with? I'm doing chemical engineering and biotechnology.
Is that exactly true?
That is true.
I thought you started off at, like, biochemistry and then moved into chemical engineering.
No, I came in. I did a research project my junior year of
high
school.
I'm going to look up your transcripts.
Ask my parents, whatever. It is true.
Yeah, far away from here.
I was the kind of person that didn't want to change my... See, the person that he described is the exact opposite of what I am.
Yeah. You're an exception in many ways, though.
I know.
Always the best exception, the exception. But let's keep
talking
about it.
Okay.
Minneapolis,
yeah. So we're staying at the Hyatt downtown, and then
we got hooked up by some Moody Church.
Hooked up by the Hyatt employees for free hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Hooked into the convention center via the Skyways.
It's a nice hotel. You're a connoisseur of fine hotels. What do you
think
of this
hotel? I am a connoisseur. Well,
or this Hyatt.
I recently stayed at some very nice hotels, so I would say that this is an okay hotel to stay at. It's on the par with Marriott.
On a scale of 1 to Tracy?
I would give it about a 6.
Yeah. Compared to the Bellagio.
Right.
What did you get
the Bellagio? The Bellagio was actually a cheaper room, and this Bellagio was nicer. The Bellagio is on par with Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, yeah. The light rail, I thought, was pretty cool.
I liked it. It was very clean.
It was interesting. It took a long time to get on it.
If you knew where you were going, it was easy.
They needed more trains. But then again, I did come in at Friday night.
For us, it didn't take very long in the morning. It's just snowing out.
I might have just missed it, but I noticed that the trains were like 20 minutes apart at Friday night.
Oh, okay. So we got a train right away.
Then again, not many people fly on Friday night, I don't think.
Probably not.
Tourists only, but not business people. I got lost in the hood. A gay guy hit on me. He was like,
you give your pink Bible with you?
He's like, 27, huh? Are you married? I'm like, no, I have a girlfriend. He goes, oh, okay. I'm like, how do you get downtown? Are you going downtown? He's like, you can take the number 2, that's what I'm taking. I'm like, no, I gotta go on the 24. And I looked at the sign, it was 2 to some random place, and 24 said downtown. I didn't even tell him where I was going downtown. He's like, you can ride the 2 with me.
Oh, poor thing.
But then there was a bunch of drunk Mexicans came over. And they got on his bus. And he's like, you sure you don't want to come? I'm like, no thanks. Anyway, Minneapolis is pretty tame compared to, like, Cabrini Green.
Well, you didn't go to the sketchy parts, but yeah, not so bad.
There's no, like, roaming gangs at night that I've seen so far.
I've never seen gangs in Cabrini Green.
There are. I'll take it. I found out where they are.
They're not on the main Division Street.
No, they're south of Division Street.
I was going to say, I drive down Division. It's just empty. There's a few, like, cracked people out once in a while. But
you know, like, the whole section where Moody Church is, if you keep going towards the freeway through Cabrini Green, it's really ghetto.
Mm.
Like, right near Division's not as bad because they tore down most of those buildings.
Right.
Like, a lot of it's gentrified and turned into shopping centers. And there's also a lot of those housing where it's like, is it Section 8 people and a wealthy person share the same building, so they're really nice. But just behind those, you got all the burned down, condemned buildings. And I couldn't believe it because how expensive Gold Coast is and how ghetto Cabrini Green is. It's like one block.
It is, yeah.
I'm like, whoa. I'm glad I didn't walk over here at night.
No, that's a good idea.
But we're talking about Minneapolis.
Right.
Eventually.
We are.
So I eventually got downtown. I took a cab. I waved at a lot of cabs, and none of them pulled over. And they're like shaking their heads. No way, buddy. Get your own cab.
Yeah, they're a little bit tricky to get here. It's not.
But we're in the Nicollet Mall, right?
Yeah, that's the main drag downtown.
Yeah.
Downtown.
And we're at the Dunn Brothers.
Dunn Brothers
getting
Coffee
House.
We just had some Vietnamese.
How's your tea?
Good.
What do you got?
I got some Moroccan mint tea.
Moroccan mint. You're knocking me crazy. I should probably take mine out.
Yeah, you're supposed to be bitter.
That's gonna be gross. I have African nectar.
We have
artesian
some
holy pouch herbal infusion with caffeine free. What? I got the wrong kind.
Oh, caffeine free.
Is yours caffeine free?
Yeah, probably mint tea herbal.
But I'm trying to wake up for one of the last.
We've got
sections.
One more speaker tonight, D.A. Carson, who's a.
I am really glad that I came to this conference.
I'm glad you came too.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I came.
You're very good at, like, encouraging me to do the things that I want to do.
I just need you to drag you sometimes.
I know. It's like, I think I tell you a lot that I love Piper and I really want to go and be part of it. But when it comes to actually, like, committing to it, then I kind of drag my feet. But once you actually, like, encourage me and get me to go, then I'm always really grateful that you did.
That's good.
She always knows what's best.
I know I do. That's why I'm a prophet.
You want to try my team's prophetess?
Okay. I'm just joking. Ooh, it is nectary.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
We had some nice, subtle fruit.
So the town's usually abandoned, but unfortunately we're in a conference where everyone in the town is. The whole population in town is.
We've met some nice people. We met some nice people from Piper's Church and from Southeast Missouri at Indian Lunch today.
I had a really nice conversation with a couple from Sacramento this morning.
Oh, you did?
A guy went to Fuller Seminary, and now he's like an army chaplain. And
oh, interesting.
He just went to Germany. He's like 55. His wife.
Where'd you see them at?
Right over there. This morning I had a coffee here.
Oh, yeah, we were separated.
Right before you found me.
I was sleeping in.
They were really nice to me. They said they had a grandson named Wyatt.
A lot of nice people. Oh, really? Not Maxwell?
No. Tracy thinks Maxwell House is the greatest name ever.
I do.
It's cheap coffee.
Shelby, the name.
And also,
your firstborn son.
My firstborn son shall not be named after Maxi Tad. That's okay.
funny.
Come here, Maxie. Because they put a Y on the end, like Bill is Billy.
It's a guy, though.
Do you really want your kid named Maxie? Mm-hmm. Hey, Maxie, how you doing?
Maximus.
Who's going to call him Maximilian?
Maximilian.
Oh, it's the goofy guy. He can get named after a goof troop.
Fine. Xavier is still a good name.
Cabbage Patch. You know, I'm named after a certain Cabbage Patch doll.
Really?
Do you know what one? I guess not.
No. Is it a girl?
Uh-huh. Does that look like a girl?
No.
Is Wyatt a feminine name?
I think I had one Cabbage Patch.
It was Wyatt Wilt.
I wasn't big on him. Was it a cowboy?
I didn't know if it was a Garbage Pail Kid or not. I guess it was a legitimate garbage, or not Garbage Pail, but Cabbage Patch.
Cabbage.
Do you ever have Garbage Pail Kids?
No.
You know what those are?
No.
Topps playing cards. They make like baseball cards.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, they made these Garbage Pail Kids, which were like, you know, Cabbage Patch dolls that were doing really hideous things, like they were like pins to them and they're puking.
Really?
And they like Pinky Sally and stuff like that. It's all like a really gross parody of it for boys. And then they got sued over it because it was copyright infringement and they stopped making them.
Mm-hmm.
They were a big deal.
Interesting.
So that was in the baseball cards pretty big.
Man, I'm getting a little bit sleepy.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
I'm gonna listen from the recliner chair or something.
Yeah. Conference has been fun.
It has been. It's been really good. Excellent speakers. And
do you consider yourself a connoisseur of fine conference halls?
Well, I've been to two recently, but it is good quality. How was the one in Las Vegas and this one?
Oh, you're counting this one.
What other conferences have I been to lately?
Yeah!
I've been to a few. I'm not a big fan of mega conferences where they try to get your emotions all hyped up with big music and stuff, but
I didn't really want to do the music this morning. I wasn't
feeling the songs.
I wasn't there to worship. I was there for academic stuff. I thought that the speakers said very powerful things. And some speakers are very powerful that you can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Tears start squeezing out. And you gotta wipe them and pretend like you got something in your eye.
Yeah, I saw you.
Oh, really?
You're not so subtle.
I'm trying to be subtle.
You're just like...
Nice. But you can't help it. They say powerful things and I just can't help it.
You cannot resist the word.
Man, they said good things. Like, is there anything that really stuck with you today? Since you have gone on record.
Yeah, I'm trying to pick out who I was thinking about here.
I'm sure I can come up with
something. Yeah, I'm sure you can come up with something, but
let's hear about what really matters. How about pick a particular person? How about like the guy in the morning?
Body.
Or Tim Keller. Or Mark Driscoll.
I just can't get my thoughts together right now.
I liked Mark Driscoll's one about how God is out to get us. God is angry God at sin because we're sinners and we deserve his wrath. And Jesus saves us from God. I never understood the sinners in the hand of an angry God. Which is really cool.
Isn't that an Edwards book?
John, that's the only Edwards writing that people know. Mm. Contemporary writing, because it's a short sermon. It was the most famous sermon ever, I guess.
Mm.
You can buy it on the table. It's only like, you know,
you can probably get it online for free.
Yeah, print it out for free.
Yeah. So. Interesting. Yeah, like I like Mark Driscoll's closed and open hand example of how you should be.
Oh, that's good. Maybe you should tell him what that is.
He's just talking about...
Piper liked it a lot, too.
It's very clear. It's very understandable.
It was excellent.
It was very clever. Just how you, there's certain things that you have in a closed hand that you won't compromise on because they are the absolute truth. And
they said they had 9 premises. I didn't know what the 9 were, but you can probably guess.
He gave you 9 of them.
He gave us 9?
Yeah, this whole thing was 9 different things. Like,
oh, right, the 9 things he talked about.
Right, pretty much.
Yeah,
it was based on Reformed theology, like that's closed-handed, but then your open hand is the style and contextualizing to the culture. So if you're in China, you speak Chinese. Eat Chinese food.
As long as you retain those biblical truths. Which
what you
is
do in an open hand, you don't care about.
Yeah. So the Piper is kind of like that, too.
Yeah. The open hand is not something to argue about. The closed hand is something that is a dividing line.
Yeah. Like I was saying, like if I meet someone who's a 5-point Calvinist, I immediately trust them, and I trust, I know their scripture is right, and their genuine character, if you understand those things, because they're not, I think they're spiritually discerned.
For the most part, I wouldn't say
not
that a blanket statement, but yeah.
But like, in general, my respect rises for someone. Maybe that's out of my own pride.
Maybe.
But like, what Piper is like, if you have those things, then all the details are not as important.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I really liked how they had all that rivalry between each other.
Yeah, that was funny.
All of them. They're all against Mark, though.
Yeah, there's definitely some jealousy they need to repent of.
Yeah. It was in love, but some of it was a little bit too sharp. They didn't have enough building up the counter, the joke.
Yeah. I don't care. I like all of them. I don't really see what the controversy is, so... It's all about pride and jealousy, as far as I can boil it down to, but...
Well, what I liked was Mark Driscoll's church is called Mars Hill. You know what Mars Hill comes from?
That's where Paul was preaching something around, right? Or something?
Yeah, it's one of Paul's sermons. Do you remember what it was about?
No.
It's when he saw the plaque that says, this is an idol to an unknown God.
Mm.
And its whole sermon about, you know... the supremacy of Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
And
yeah, that was the whole thing of this
God
conference.
We can know, and an unknown God is worthless to us. Which is good. And that was in contrast to Rob Bell's church called Mars Hill, which is the only one I had ever heard of, because that one grew up, and that took over a supermarket.
Right.
In the Bible Belt of Michigan.
Right. Interesting, yeah.
Grand Rapids.
I didn't know he was so tightly aligned to the Emergent Church.
Yeah, I'm really surprised.
Yeah, he really picked him out, so I'm curious to read more about him.
And it said Velvet Elvis was his book. But then again, it's not that surprising, considering...
Some of the stuff I've read about him, he is a little bit, he seems like he wants to be a rock star, kind of. So.
Yeah, but so does Mark Driscoll.
Yeah. Yeah.
but he... It feels like, Rob Bell really knows things about Judaism, and
well,
roots his
faith. He did have good education. He went to Wheaton and whatnot. So
he learned that, right. But he may not fully grasp. I think he's an open theist, right?
I don't know.
Isn't
if
the Emergent Church open theism?
Not necessarily, no.
I guess they're not defined yet.
They're
either.
Not defined, I don't know. They're just totally affiliation. They're open on a lot of things.
So... We got some things to learn about there.
Yeah. And what, Chris Keller today? Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Keller. Is there anything good about him you remember?
Very intellectual. He is bad. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, he was down in Evangelism Explosion. But that was just particularly to Manhattan.
A effective evangelizing tool as it is right now.
That explains the whole Bible and the gospel together. Right? Something like that. I had a hard time understanding what he was getting at. He's very intelligent.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might not believe
I understood
that
it when well. I was saying it, but now it's sort of slipping us what it was, because it was a little bit... He quoted from a lot of people, and...
I don't remember all the details he said.
Yeah.
But, he did impress me a little bit.
I've heard him speak at conferences before,
well,
so I know what he...
Desiring God notebook.
But,
With her Desiring God pen.
Oh, just how these... There's already, in this postmodern world that we supposedly live in, there are already these defeater beliefs where people, in their mind, you don't address things that they already think. Like, before, everyone was sort of... You could reach them because they had this haunting of Christ, because, mm-hmm. They were brought up in probably a Christian home, or, they had some understanding of what the Bible is. But nowadays, when you meet an average person on the street, they have no idea what the Bible is. They don't have any inkling. So they have all these other presuppositions that you don't know how to address unless you really...
Even from when I grew up
just a gospel presentation. He's saying people don't know what sin is, people don't know what man is, and we have to really define it in terms they can understand, and the simple gospel presentations don't do that.
They were supposed to all talk about postmodernism and Christianity, and he did the best job of actually handling the topic.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Well, the other guys kind of talked
about... He definitely did.
The first guy did really well, good too. But not as good as Driscoll.
No.
So, he was the guy that the guys at Park Community idolized the most. Because they felt like that was closest to Chicago ministry.
Yeah, they all think that's how to do urban missions.
Because we live downtown Chicago.
Ministry, sorry.
So he was more of an example than Piper.
But I feel like Keller and Driscoll are pretty tightly aligned in the way that they're doing things and thinking about things.
For their different environment, yeah. Because if you put Keller into Seattle, he would be more like Driscoll. And
yeah.
Driscoll's more in New York.
He wouldn't. I don't think he'd fit in New York. He's just not that kind of person. But
they wouldn't fit either way.
But I feel like the way that they think about doing church.
You can see why each one does really well in their own environment.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's where they're gifted and they're definitely in the right places. It's just evidenced by their fruitfulness and ministries and whatnot. So, you know, interesting places to look at the two coasts, Seattle and New York, where everything starts, to see what devolves out of that.
Tracy loves
Chicago.
Seattle. Maybe I'll go visit that church.
I do love Seattle.
My respect for him is growing amazingly. I'm amazed how much he understands.
I've been telling you about him for a long time. And you just
I know, it's hard for me. Well, it's hard for me to listen to the podcast.
I just tell you all the little funny jokes that he tells, so then you don't take him seriously.
Yeah.
But it's just because I remember the funny jokes, because they are funny.
They are funny.
he's very witty, in sort of a crass sort of way, which relates to the common...
Tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, tongue-in-cheek.
But he's still really smart. I like them all. Well, we're going to go see Carson tonight and finally hear...
what the
hype tomorrow is.
Hype is about.
Yeah. So we're going to finish up our tea and probably head over there.
All right.
Is there anything last things about Minneapolis you want to share?
Minneapolis. Oh.
I'm sad we didn't see the University of Michigan football game, which is playing today.
Oh, well. We'll see the highlight reel.
Oh, well. I can always read about it in the 20 pages.
That's what you do. Yeah. Okay.
I guess that's about it, right?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah, we're going to finish our tea and head back to the show. And thanks for listening live from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And that's what we're talking about.
A boot.
Eh?
Don't you know?
Oh, right. Well, one last word. Have you heard anybody speaking in a Minnesota accent?
No, you have to get out into the countryside.
Yeah, and the city's different. Probably a lot of people from other places.
There will be some. There will be some been around enough people from here.
And everyone around is a tourist.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone is.
Exactly.
Alright, we'll see you later. Say goodbye. Bye, Tracy.
Hasta luego.
Hasta lasagna, don't give me on you. As my friend Ben would say. Bye.
Bye.